WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. 5 members of a former Texas A&M fraternity have lost their bid to throw out drug-related evidence that was seized following the death of a 6th member almost 2 years ago.
The former members of Sigma Nu fraternity who are facing felony drug charges were in Brazos County District Court last September. Their lawyers finished submitting written arguments last November, and the district attorney's office announced yesterday the judge denied the motions to suppress. No trial dates have been set for those charged with felonies. According to online records, 6th and 7th former members who are charged with misdemeanor drug possession crimes have court appearances set for this September and October. And an 8th and 9th former member have completed requirements of deferred disposition, resulting in charges being dropped to possessing drug paraphernalia. The group was arrested following the death of Anton Gridniff, who died of an accidental overdose of several types of opiates following a party at the College Station frat house in August of 2016. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The first 6 months of College Station's first food truck park have gone so well that the city council at its last meeting agreed to drop the requirement that operators have 2 police officers on duty on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Police Chief Scott McCullum told the council they haven't seen the activity they expected when the food truck operation in Northgate began last December.
What we have noticed is very nominal activity in the area. We've worked with the applicant to make sure we can mitigate any kind of problems.
The operators did not ask the council to expand the choices of alcoholic beverages or to expand beer and wine sales past midnight. This afternoon is the dedication of the newest Monarch Butterfly Way Station in the Twin Cities. The location, the Butterfly Garden at Rock Prairie Elementary School in College Station, has been in existence for 20 years. PTO member and parent Jessica Matthews, who is in charge of the garden, says the students are very excited.
Especially when they go out and they see a monarch butterfly actually getting nectar from some of our plants, or even we had a monarch butterfly laying eggs in our garden this week. And me and some students after school one day, we went out and we actually collected all the monarch eggs so we can go to classes and we can watch these caterpillars be raised from egg all the way to butterfly.
Today's dedication program, which begins at 3:30, includes a butterfly release. If you're not in or interested in agriculture, one reason to follow the development of the next federal farm bill is that's where food stamps come from. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says 8 to 12 million could get off food stamps if Congress passes a new work requirement.
Taking a step toward welfare to work and dependency to independence and poverty to prosperity, by requiring that people that are on food stamps, if you're between 18 and 59 and you don't have kids under 6, and you're not disabled, then you should be looking for work.
During a visit on our show, Flores says the number of food stamp recipients have dropped from 42 to 24 million in the last year and a half. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 62 degrees. You can text us your news tips, comments, traffic alerts to 979-695-1620, powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. More news at 7:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
One of the reasons you work is to keep a roof over your head. So what's the condition of that roof? I'm Luke Bratisich, and I'm his brother, Kurt. We own Lone Star Roof Systems, and we'll be happy to do a free evaluation of your roof. Then we'll offer options from shingles to metal to tile. You need the right type of roof installed by an experienced company. That's us. We stand behind our work, so you can stand under it. And just for the record, we're Aggie-owned and operated. No jingles, just roofs. Click MyAggieRoofer.com.
Hi, I'm Clint Tillison with I'm with United Ag and Turf, a new company that combines Pettit Machinery, Brazos Valley, Ag Power of Texas, and Sioux Falls Prater. We are now one of the largest John Deere dealerships around, which means you can get the Cowboy Package that includes a 5045E four-wheel drive tractor, John Deere loader, 3-tine bell spear, and a no-cost 5-year powertrain warranty for only $319 a month.
Offer ends July 31st, 2018. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit UnitedAgAndTurf.com today.
Do you need a free AC system from EcoZap AC Efficiency this summer? That's right. EcoZap is giving away free AC systems. Text HVAC to 38470 right now to enter. Don't be stuck with an AC that quits halfway through the summer. Win a free unit from EcoZap AC Efficiency. Text HVAC to 38470. That's HVAC to 38470. Text HVAC to 38470 for your chance to win a free AC system from EcoZap AC Efficiency.
Good morning, 709, News Talk 1620, WTAW, Infomaniacs from the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, and the weather is sponsored by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Warm air will continue to cross the region coming up from the Gulf of Mexico thanks to high pressure off to our east. Temperatures today are going to be up to about 85 to 90. It'll be breezy. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 65 to 70. Partly sunny and breezy tomorrow. There could be a stray shower, 85 to 90. Clear to partly cloudy near 70 tomorrow night. Saturday, we're partly sunny. Chance for an isolated shower. Hot with temperatures near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie softball still looking for that first elusive SEC tournament win. The ladies came up short to Mississippi State yesterday 2-0. So we'll cover that matchup as well as NCAA Austin Regional Tournament in women's golf. The Aggies actually will not be moving on to the championship round. They finished 7th. They needed to finish 6th. However, senior Maddie Zarek finished 2nd individually, so she'll be heading to the NCAA championships later this month in Stillwater. So we'll cover all that and so much more coming up in sports.
There you go. So all right, so we need the we need our listeners' help.
Okay.
The four who are listening.
We need your help.
I just
want to know. So if you've been south of town, south of Tower Point or in that general area, okay, right around there in College Station,
mm-hmm.
They put some stakes on the side of the road, and then they've been there for about 2 weeks, and now they've dropped what look like baby railroad ties, okay, in stacks of about 10 or 12 of them. For, I don't know, a mile down the road.
Okay.
So it's right around from between Tower Point and Scott and White, okay? In that area right there. And I don't think it has anything to do with the butterfly garden, but
I don't think so.
I'm wondering what it is.
I'm not picturing what you're talking
about. It's on
about.
The side of the road?
They're on the access. It's beyond the access road, okay? Out between the access road and the tree line.
Okay.
And they'd put stakes, as they will when they're going to do something, on some project or whatever.
Is that the new Mercedes car dealership?
No, that's way up here. That's close to up here.
Okay.
No, this is...
Oh, yeah. You said
by the College
Point. State,
yeah. But yeah, in that, so that general area right down there.
Hmm.
And again, the best thing I could call them is little railroad ties, because they look to be about 4 feet long, and they just dump, like, 15 of them, and then go down a little bit farther, and there's about 10 of them, and then farther, and there's about 10 of them, or whatever.
Right. So, well, I'll keep an eye on the text line.
All right, let us know
if you want to call.
And how do they do that?
979-695-1620.
Yeah. I'm just curious. I just saw it and just thought.
Okay. And FYI, we don't have a sponsor yet for our call-in, do we? We do for the text line, just not
that's
not our
right, call-in. For the call-in line.
So,
we need to do that.
Wink,
but,
wink.
By the way, today is... Clean up your room day.
Clean it up.
Just let you know, it's also one day without shoes day. Okay?
I never wear my shoes in my room, if that makes sense.
All right. Well, wait, where? In your room where you're working now?
No. In my room.
Oh, yeah.
Which I cleaned up on Sunday.
Well, good for you.
I got bored, and I was like, you know what? I need to do a little spring cleaning. I vacuumed and everything.
Man.
Whoa.
What?
Well, so the dog, because I was going out of town, so the dog's spending the week at the grandparents, and he's not a big fan of the vacuum cleaner. And so since he was gone, I figured I'd take advantage and go ahead and get a little cleaning done without him freaking out.
Gotcha. So for 6 months, Robert Williams Jr. sought a new election in the tiny town of Sharpsburg, North Carolina, where he had lost the 2017 mayor's race by just 3 votes. His beef basically was that dozens of voters had been turned away from the polls where only 12 ballots got printed. So on Tuesday night, Williams got his redemption. Voters picked him to lead the town of 2,000 residents again, according to unofficial results. Woohoo!
Nice.
So this time he'll have there'd be a rematch, and he could be elected mayor again. However, victory quickly turned sour.
Oh, no.
Shortly after the polls closed, he was arrested for DUI.
Oh, yikes. My. Celebrating a little too hard.
You best not be doing that.
I'm seeing some shenanigans here. Maybe his opponent
spiked his drink. So?
Yeah, spiked his coke or something.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that. Yeah.
Then called the cops on him.
The seedy underbelly of this small town.
Researchers at the Smell and Taste Foundation in Chicago have been doing an ongoing study on how our senses of taste are linked to how we behave. Here are five taste profiles and what they supposedly say about your personality. If you like spicy food, you're more likely to be a risk taker.
Okay.
Spicy foods tend to, the fans of spicy food tend to like new experiences, including things like roller coasters and horror movies.
Okay.
If you like sweet stuff, you're more easygoing. Hmm. You try to help other people without expecting a reward. If you love sour foods, you are more likely to be critical and even harsh when people tell you what you think.
Sour attitude.
Yeah, you're a sour person.
And if you like bitter things like black coffee, you are most likely antisocial, manipulative, and you could be a psychopath.
Oh, my.
Sounds about right.
Oh, my.
I'm going to have to text my dad that.
Okay. Yeah. And if you love salty food, you are more likely to be competitive.
Oh, that's me.
Get a little bit frustrated, a little faster than other people.
Get
so
a little
there you go.
Salty.
I'm everything but bitter. Honestly, I'm not. Okay. I don't discriminate against foods.
So. I don't love sour food. Okay. I don't love. But yeah, and bitter, even though I have been known to drink my coffee black, but.
What would be classified as a sour food? Like a lemon?
Well, I guess, but that
I think of like acidity. So, anything that's tart.
Sauerkraut?
Oh, I love sauerkraut.
I do like sauerkraut.
Yeah. Okay, that's, that can be kind of better. All right. So yesterday we didn't have the audio.
But we have a text real quick. Sorry about your question.
Already?
Yeah, already. Someone texted in and said, those boards are called cribbing. They hold up pipe so it can be welded together. I believe it's for the water line going out to the racetrack for the new subdivision.
Hey, thank you so much. That makes perfect sense.
Yep. We appreciate your text and your information.
That's why we are the infomaniacs, because our listeners inform us.
They do. Yeah, that's as smart as we can be, and so we're pretty dang smart. All right, yesterday we tried to do this, but we had a technical difficulty that kept us from playing this audio. This is a Google Assistant, okay? That's a machine that is calling a hair salon to schedule an appointment for a live person.
Okay?
So this is a person that is talking to a machine and doesn't know it.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a women's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Sure, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
They sound just alike.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Sure. What time are you looking for around?
At 12 p.m.
We do not have a 12 p.m. available. The closest we have to that is a 1:15.
Do you have anything between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.?
Depending on what service she would like. What service is she looking for?
Just a woman's haircut for now.
Okay. We have a 10 o'clock.
10 a.m. is fine.
Okay, what's her first name?
The first name is Lisa.
Okay, perfect. So I will see Lisa at 10 o'clock on May 3rd.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Great. Have a great day. Bye.
That was at the Google conference.
That was a machine?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's creepy.
I know it is.
It takes your voice? Is that what it was? Was that or just like
it sounded like the same person, actually two people talking to the same voice.
Right.
But no, I don't know. I'm not sure whose voice that is. Again, it's certainly not a mechanical-sounding voice. Now, I can remember a few years ago, they do voice recognition technology. And for instance, you would call and would go, let me look, and do things like that to make it sound kind of human, right?
Right.
But that right there is pretty freaky.
So is it a machine that you have to buy? Is that
it's part of Google Assistant.
Oh, man.
It's the Google Assistant.
Wish we had one. We could call Mr. Downs with it.
And do what?
I don't know.
I'll say anything to him, right up front.
That's true, but I just want to see like his reaction because he'll think it's actually you.
Oh, yeah. Again, I'm not sure if it picks up your voice or what it uses.
What if it would break up with your significant other for you?
Oh, listen, don't you know it will?
Yeah.
I am sorry.
But no, you see,
it is
not
me,
not you.
It doesn't sound that robotic.
But it's not talking like that. It's not robotic sounding at all.
It's not you. It's me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just keeps repeating itself.
Could just do that
over and over again.
But Lisa, sorry.
But again, it listened to what the assistant said.
Yeah.
And yesterday
there was like the slightest pause, but obviously nothing that you would think is out of the norm.
And she said, what was the 10 a.m. or something?
Mm-hmm.
Like that part a little bit, but
This
is creepy.
But we ran down the list yesterday of some of the new things that it does. And as we said, to keep you from having to ask a second question, it's always listening.
Yes.
Okay?
Always have to start a new question with, hey, Google, or hey, whatever its name is.
Oh, and by the way, in case that's not enough, the U.S. Department of Transportation moving forward with testing to see how unmanned aircraft systems, we call them drones, can be integrated into the skies.
10 entities will help write the new rules. Cities like San Diego and Reno, Nevada. State transportation departments in Kansas and North Carolina. Even the Choctaw Native American Nation in Oklahoma. They and others will test how drones can coexist with manually operated craft. USDOT Secretary Elaine Chao says integration must be achieved.
If our country is to remain a global aviation leader and reap the safety and economic benefits drones have to offer,
which could range from surveying to deliveries. Drones now cannot fly over people, out of sight lines, and at night. The next 2.5 years of testing may change that. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
So how are you feeling about that?
Can't legally fly over people?
Right.
Because I've seen drones fly over people.
They have, right.
Yeah.
So anyway, they've named these companies, and you know, and the thing is, it's going to be good for us. For instance, they mentioned Matternet, which delivers medical supplies to Swiss hospitals. And Flirty, that's a company that can deliver defibrillators. So, you see, it's for us. It's to make us safer. It's for our security.
Is.
Just to make sure that you know all about that. Okay? Just letting you know. Do you want to do any more of that freaky Big Brother stuff? Because, I mean, there is one more out there that you can talk about, and that's the driverless car.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember, they had a new report that a self-driving Uber that had killed a woman in Arizona crossing the street detected she was there.
Oh.
But chose not to stop.
What?
In an effort to keep the driver comfortable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
Okay, now it's 2 months later. People are being given rides in the driverless car on a major Florida highway over safety concerns as well. So how you feeling about that?
I've never felt good about it to begin with.
I recognize the person here, and I'm just going to keep going.
All right, hello.
Yeah, what concerns me with all this new technology is there's going to be less and less human interaction.
Oh, well.
People are just going to become drones. Basically, or zombies.
Yeah, zombies.
Before you know it, folks are just going to be using technology to sit in different rooms and talk to each other.
The very idea that they would do that. But anyhow, I mean, so didn't necessarily mean to clump all that together, but it is.
I mean, but the caller definitely has a point. People are becoming more and more, it's becoming harder for people to communicate in person with one another.
Yeah, it is.
Do LOL, TGIF.
All that stuff, yeah.
Say that.
Or they're just uncomfortable. They're just socially awkward in person.
They don't learn how to. Well, and then that hurts team building.
Right.
Because there are going to be situations where you can't do it all yourself. You are going to need help.
And I had this conversation just this weekend where, you know, we talk about college students having a lot of trouble with taking small problems and making them out to be big problems and having a lot of issues getting through life in college once they leave the nest, so to say. And when I was in college, and I remember this specific, you know, time on my team, we had all had some issues together, and one of the girls brings us into a room, sits us down, and kind of just we hash it all out. And that doesn't happen anymore. People don't confront each other in person. And they go to social media or they go to text messaging where things get misconstrued.
Mm-hmm.
And that's becoming such an issue where people just aren't willing to go face to face. And now you've got robots who will break up with your boyfriend for you.
Hello.
Okay. Wait, y'all are scaring me. Are y'all real?
No, we are. Yeah, we really are. Yeah, that's
does not compute.
We make mistakes every once in a while just so you'll know.
We prove that we're real.
We say stupid stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, we do. We'll do all of that stuff. But you bring up a point right there, and that is that there actually needs to sometimes be a little bit of discussion about that.
Right.
And then when you have that discussion, you know, if you use some language that upsets somebody, then there we go again. And you're going, well, I'm not going to do that. You know, you stick your hand out and you come back with a stub, you know, because somebody's chomped it off. Well, then you don't want to interact with
people are very sensitive. I'm just still impressed that Chelsea used a back in my day thing. Thought that was your deal, Scott.
Yeah, I know. For me to do that. Yeah.
College was, it was long enough to go to stay back in the
you
day.
You can say that.
For over 20 years, Two Video has been your local source to preserve and restore precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and flash drives. Why risk sending your family treasures out of town? Two Video is located in South College Station, and you can find them online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. That's 690-6956. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Dang, Jack, did you get a new truck?
Nope, just had my old wheels powder coated. Makes the whole truck look brand spanking new.
Oh, let me guess, Jungle Rat Panda Frosting coated them for you.
Earl, it's Jack Rabbit Powder Coating. They sandblasted my wheels to bare metal, sprayed on the new color, and baked it on for a lifetime of good looks.
Well, come on, let's take a ride and show them off. Forgot to gas up again?
Maybe. But at least I didn't forget Jack Rabbit Powder Coating. It's definitely a company worth remembering.
Mother's Day, yep, coming up, you know that. David Gardner's here to help, and they've been doing that kind of thing for 30 years plus. Now, understand that this may be maybe a first Mother's Day. That would be kind of special. But anything that is important to you, whether it's a day that we all celebrate on the same day, like Mother's Day, or something that is more personal for you and your loved ones, David Gardner's creates for that specific purpose as well. Now, clearly you can't really get anything designed for Mother's Day this time, but if there's something down the road, remember that David Gardner's creates jewelry right there at 911 University Drive. You can see where they draw it up front, and they do the metal part back in the foundry, and then, of course, you see them set the stones as well. But it can be a creation that does come right there from the mind of David or one of his team or other jewelry designers that you'll find on display. Of course, they're an authorized Rolex dealer as well. Don't forget they have the Tudor watch line, and they have other designers like David Yurman that you know well. So, Mother's Day or any other reason to stop in and see him, that's David Gardner's at 911 University. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing. For more than 40 years, United Roofing has been taking care of repairing leaks and replacing roofs that are damaged by high winds or hail. Let the pros at United take care of your commercial or residential roof repair. Call 846-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Going to be near 90 for the next, actually, 4 or 5 days, it looks like. No mention of rain in the forecast. Lows will be in the upper 60s to actually lower 70s by the time we get to the weekend. Right now, the wind's out of the south at 3. A little humid, 96% relative humidity, fair skies, and we've got 62 out there.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
One of the loudest people who hated Donald Trump in the resistance movement was New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. Now, even before the president was inaugurated, Schneiderman exploited his power to investigate Trump's inner circle. He and other liberal attorneys general engaged in all sorts of legal shenanigans to thwart Trump's policies. Now, recently, Schneiderman raised his profile by going after a fellow liberal, the notorious Harvey Weinstein. Schneiderman threatened legal action against the Hollywood mogul for his alleged abuse of women. Schneiderman praised the New York Times and the New Yorker magazine's joint Pulitzer Prize for covering the Me Too movement. He said without the brave women who came forward, there wouldn't be the critical national reckoning that is now underway. Well, four more brave women have come forward. They accused Schneiderman of abusing and assaulting them in horrific fashion and threatening their lives if they spoke up. Within hours of the story breaking, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, running for re-election, called on Schneiderman to resign. And faster than you can say lying liberal fraud, Schneiderman was history. That critical national reckoning suddenly became very critical for the Trump-hating former Attorney General of New York, who was doing exactly what he was prosecuting other people for. If you were fumbling around in the dark and somebody handed you a flashlight, you'd take it, right? Shouldn't it be the same when it comes to spotting threats to your identity and the data on your devices? The digital world is so full of connections, it may only take one weak link for criminals to get in. Now, fortunately, new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to shine light on the threats to your data today. Threats to your identity and threats to your computer or tablet like ransomware or emerging viruses. Of course, no one can stop every cyber threat or prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton detects a wide range of threats that you may not see on your own. Join now and get an additional 10% off your first year. Just go to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, enter my name, RUSH. That's when the magic happens.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The operators of College Station's first food truck park have one less city regulation. That's after the city council approved a request to not require two police officers on duty on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. The vote followed an update from Police Chief Scott McCullum.
We haven't seen the activity that we expected initially, and so we feel confident that modification of this conditional use permit is appropriate.
Councilman Jerome Rectorick made the motion to remove the required law enforcement presence.
At the time, it was appropriate to be more conservative in our approach to this and have the police department do what they did here. But it is proven that's not necessary.
The operators did not ask the council to extend the sale of alcoholic beverages past midnight or to expand choices beyond beer and wine. It's been almost 2 years since a party at a former Texas A&M fraternity house led to the death of one member and the arrests of nine other members.
The Brazos County District Attorney's Office announced yesterday that five former members facing felony drug charges lost their motion to suppress drug-related evidence that was seized following the death of Anton Gridniff. Gridniff died of an accidental overdose of several types of opiates. The ruling comes 5 weeks after prosecutors asked the judge for a decision because of concerns of being able to prosecute those cases due to potential speedy trial issues. Oral arguments were made last September, and the last of the written arguments were submitted last November. No trial dates have been set for the five charged with felonies. According to online records, a sixth and seventh former Sigma Nu member have court appearances set in September and October. An eighth and ninth former member no longer face charges of possessing drug paraphernalia after completing requirements of deferred disposition. And a wrongful death lawsuit in Harris County filed by the father of Anton Gridniff remains active. Trial date could be set next January, involving Sigma Nu and 10 former members, among others. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The first murder indictments are issued from the biker shootout in Waco 3 years ago. More than 20 other bikers were reindicted on new charges, ranging from rioting to tampering with evidence. Those lesser charges come just 8 days before the statute of limitations runs out. Police arrested nearly 200 bikers following the shooting at the former Twin Peaks restaurant that left 9 people dead and 20 injured. For more than 20 years, Rock Prairie Elementary School in College Station has had a butterfly garden. This afternoon, there will be a dedication of the garden as a monarch way station.
This is a certification stating that this location is a place that helps sustain the monarch population and the monarch migration. So we are now in a national registry that you can go through on monarchwatch.com, and it will pull up Rock Prairie Elementary.
PTO member and parent Jessica Matthews, who is in charge of the garden, says it's enjoyed by students and their parents.
And just seeing the kids actually have that hands-on experience and seeing their eyes light up of, I found a caterpillar and I saw a butterfly in the garden. I think that that's really amazing. The parents enjoy it because it's a nice place to go, and there's tables in the garden. So now they have a nice place to go and sit with their child during lunch, or even just to go and visit. It's just, I feel like it has a nice atmosphere, and all the flowers are in bloom right now, so it's just a beautiful place to be.
A butterfly release is part of the dedication program that starts at 3:30. Congress continues to work on the next farm bill, which, among other things, provides money for food stamps. Congressman Bill Flores supports a work requirement to those between 18 and 59 with no children under the age of 6 and who are not disabled.
This is an 80% issue back home. People feel like if the taxpayer is supporting you, you need to be looking for work or have a job or getting trained for work. And we actually set it up where we're training the folks to get a job.
Flores says there are 8 to 12 million on food stamps who could be working.
We're putting these reforms out there because we think nothing beats a paycheck in terms of trying to move people from dependence to independence and to help them have the fulfillment that comes with a good job.
On our show, Flores says there are 24 million on food stamps. That's down from 42 million during the Obama administration. And motorists on Interstate 45 in Navarro County caught a big mistake on a new highway sign.
With all the construction on a freeway, drivers couldn't help but notice the new sign for the Business 45 exit off of Interstate 45. It should have read Corsicana, but instead there was a typo, and it read Corsicana. And those who live in Corsicana really noticed, especially Dr. Marianne Wilson. She's the director of the Corsicana Library. She says she's offering remedial spelling to any one who had anything to do with the sign. TxDOT's response, crews have covered the sign and it will be replaced tomorrow. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 62 degrees. Call or text us. We'd love to hear from you this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. It's weather Brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And now, daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
There'll be some sunshine across the area for today. It'll also be a warm day with a gusty breeze, highs 85 to 90. There'll be some passing cloudiness from time to time. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70. Partly sunny, breezy again tomorrow, maybe a stray shower, 85 to 90. Clear to partly cloudy near 70 tomorrow night. Looking ahead to Saturday, clouds and sun, the chance for a shower. Temperatures on Saturday are going to be near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it was a very quick trip for Fighting Texas Aggie softballs. They headed to Columbia, Missouri yesterday to take on Mississippi State. Came up short to the Lady Bulldogs 2-0. We'll cover that ball game, as well as on links. Texas A&M women's golf saw their season come to an end yesterday, falling in the NCAA Austin Regional. They placed 7th. They needed to get to 6th place. So we'll cover all of that and so much more coming up in sports.
Man, you're like the bear of bad
news
today.
Yeah, well, hey, both the Rangers and the Astros won.
Okay.
So that's a plus.
Woo-hoo! I mean, woo-hoo. Yeah, that's great. Okay.
Sure.
Yep. And then an Aggie pitcher gave up back-to-back home runs, huh?
Yeah, they didn't make it.
Yeah, okay.
It was a tough loss. He actually pitched really well besides that. Yeah. So.
All right, so coming up in a little while, we have entertainment news. We have royalty news as well.
Ooh, awesome.
Oh, I'm sure.
But in the meantime, I don't know about this, so help me.
Okay.
If I say Papa John's garlic sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Butter garlic sauce.
This is a thing, huh?
Oh. Butter garlic, yeah.
It's been around forever.
Well, yesterday they announced that they're going to be selling gallon jugs of their garlic sauce.
Gallon, wow.
Gallon
that's a lot. Okay.
It really kind of is, I would think.
Yeah.
I guess. Would you dip your crust in it?
Yeah.
Is that kind of
the
way
you
do that?
You can dip your pizza in it if you want, I guess. But I
drizzle
usually
it over my pizza.
Oh, right. Okay. That's a good way
to. I'm a drizzler.
Well, you can
a dipper.
You'll be able to do more than drizzle it a gallon's
worth.
Yeah,
you'll be able to bathe in it.
Well, and that's the problem, too, is that when you get that stuff, if you have leftover pizza, the pizza will keep.
Right.
But that garlic sauce, if it's just, you know, you've already ripped open the tab that's on top, and it just doesn't taste the same.
That's a good point, right. So it goes on sale tomorrow at some of their stores. Some of their stores and online.
Okay.
And but
interesting.
It'll only be available for a little while until they decide, hey, this works.
Right.
We'll go ahead and put it in the grocery stores.
Okay.
See,
gallon jugs. That's a lot.
Right
that
now, these are 1 ounce cups of garlic sauce. By the way,
right, just they're tiny.
Just so you'll know, that's got 150 calories, okay?
Just the one little ounce.
Who's counting?
And 17 grams of fat.
Who's counting?
Oh, my.
All right, so the gallon, we're talking 19,000 calories, okay? And 20,
Zach, I dare you to buy one and chug it. I dare you.
To chug
it.
I can't chug a gallon of anything, much less that.
Man.
So I had the misfortune, when we went out to eat, the whole team, we had the dinner or whatever the night before. So I guess, what was that, Tuesday night?
Uh-huh.
Correct.
My days are running together.
Okay.
I had the misfortune of sitting across from the team nutritionist.
Oh,
and
see.
She was making judgy eyes when I kept going back for fifths and sixths on the bread.
Well,
I was just because we went to an Italian place. Were you supposed to? You're supposed to eat bread and carbs in an Italian place.
Of course you are. Carb up, right?
But
carb up if you're a player.
Yeah,
that too.
Well, I'm.
You needed fuel for your radio broadcast.
Yeah. I'm a player too, Chelsea.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, so it's hard to remember sometimes these days, but good things actually do happen in your life once in a while, okay?
Yeah.
So they did a survey to check out the magic moments in your life, okay? Now, clearly, the older you are, the more these boxes you may have checked. Some of them you may not have, but nonetheless. Number 10, hearing your baby cry for the first time.
Oh.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Number 9, your first paycheck.
Until it cries a second time. Sorry, I had to get that one in there.
Number 8, of course, your first kiss.
That was horrible. These are supposed to be good things?
They are.
Oh.
Okay, number 7 is somebody saying, I love you back. Falling in love for the first time. Okay, now on to here are the top 5.
I have so much to look forward to.
Okay, there you go. Passing your driving test. Okay.
Okay, that was pretty. But,
again, I never took a physical driving test.
Really?
Wait, you never, you didn't have to go to the.
I took the written one.
Yeah, but you didn't have to have sweaty palms with a GPS
nope, person right never there. Had a parallel park.
Really? How is that possible?
Back in the day.
Yeah. Back in the day.
Back in the day, there was an option that your parents could teach you how to drive, and you filled out this logbook of all the hours, but there was never a physical driving test.
Well, I thought you actually
you just
had
to pass the written test.
Yeah, I took driver's ed at AAA, so.
Okay.
Gotcha.
At AAA?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Huh.
Wow. Well, that's what it's called, AAA driver's ed.
Oh, but it wasn't
AAA.
Okay, yeah, no, I don't think
American Automobile Association.
No, I think they were different.
Okay, I think
maybe
that's interesting. But yeah, that's weird.
It's like my football coach taught me how to drive. That's how we.
Oh, really? Back in the day.
We'll do a quick back in the day here.
Okay.
So back in the day, at A&M Consolidated, they had a driver's ed car.
Right.
Okay. Now, what the driver's ed car was basically was. It was an old black Ford, four-door black Ford, full-size like a Galaxy 500 or something. And basically what it had was this contraption that actually ran a rail from the brake and the accelerator over to the passenger side so that what the teacher could do then was step on the brakes over there because he could step on that brake and it would make the brake go down in front of the student driver. And the same thing with the accelerator. That was the driver's ed car.
Same when I took it.
All right. So when it was not being used for driver's ed, which was basically during the summer, it was the car the superintendent drove.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. So again, back in the day, it was a little bit different back then.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm sure that the superintendent, Dr. Whitbeck and Dr. Ely, probably wouldn't want to be driving the driver's ed car when it's not being used for driver's ed. But that's what we
well. And real quick with mine, you know, even though I did take it not at school, it was at a separate thing. My middle school football coach was actually one of the people that came in because they got, you know, teachers and coaches to come in there.
Sure. They make extra money doing that.
Yeah, exactly. And I was driving with one coach. I think he's from a different school.
Oh.
And he fell asleep on us. He was sitting there in the passenger seat. He fell asleep while we were driving. I'm like, this isn't safe. This isn't safe at all.
No, this is not safe.
We did have to stop for smoke breaks.
Yeah. We stopped at the groceratorium so we could get some pizza.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we
got snacks.
Yeah, no, our coach, he had to stop.
Man,
smoke.
I missed out a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, he really did.
Maybe I should have taken driver's ed.
All right, so here are your top four magic moments. Number four is buying your first home. Number three is having a baby. Number two is getting married. And number one is hearing your child's first word.
Oh, my God. I am like 1 for 10.
Well, all right, but see,
I've received a paycheck.
I got three of the top four.
I have so many. What?
I said I got three of the top four. One of the top four. I don't have three.
Wait, what have you done?
I bought a house.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, so now, Zach, there are so many things we need to talk about.
No.
But anyway, but that's see. So those
taking
are
the wrong percentages
so many,
out of that.
So many magic moments to look forward to.
Those are kind of fun and in some ways
those
scary.
Are, yeah. There we go.
Something to look forward to. All right, as you young
Here's
people.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
As the old saying goes, if your only tool is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. At Intercon, we have a full toolbox to meet your window needs. Perhaps your home is ready for a full retrofit to vinyl windows. This full replacement option beautifies your home while improving thermal efficiency, noise reduction, and dust penetration. On the other hand, your existing windows may just need some maintenance. The glass in your existing windows may be replaced, in many cases, upgraded to more efficient options. The mechanism in your windows can be replaced to allow the window to operate more smoothly. Maybe you just need solar screens on some windows to eliminate hot spots in your home that tax the air conditioning system and make some rooms unlivable. With the breadth and depth of Intercon's knowledge and product offering, we can find the solution that meets your needs and budgetary constraints. Trust your friends at Intercon to understand your needs and use the best tool for the job.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
Are you tired of shaving, waxing, and plucking? Then it's time to ask Child's Dermatology about permanent hair reduction with laser hair removal. Not all hair removal lasers are created equal. Child's Dermatology uses the most advanced Elite MPX laser, clinically proven to target and destroy hair growth cells without harming surrounding skin. So forget the hassle of razors and tweezers. Call Child's Dermatology for laser hair removal with the Elite MPX laser. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
The night could have been a disaster for their marriage. Instead, it made their relationship even stronger. That was primarily because of the way Wendy chose to approach their problem. She assumed the best, not the worst, about her husband, Mark. The night in question happened a few days before Wendy was due with their first child. To celebrate, Wendy planned a date night, and she and Mark agreed to meet at their very favorite restaurant. She got there first and waited, and waited. She called his phone, but he didn't answer. 30 minutes passed, then an hour. When it was all over, Wendy and Mark had lost their reservation, and Wendy's expectations for the night were ruined. When Mark finally called later that night to say he was on his way home, Wendy was upset that he had been so inconsiderate. Now, she could have lashed out at him, but instead, she assumed the best of her husband. She knew he had been as excited about the dinner as she was. She trusted that he had a good reason for being so late, with no phone call. And sure enough, an important client had called at the end of the day while Mark's boss was in the room. With a baby coming and layoffs on the horizon, Mark couldn't allow his boss to think he had something more important to do than be with that client. The moral of Wendy and Mark's story? Well, don't be too quick to accuse your spouse when things don't go the way you'd hope for. Assume the best, not the worst, about each other. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning at 7:51. 14th-ranked Texas A&M softball still looking for that first SEC tournament win of the program following yesterday's 2-0 loss to Mississippi State. Right-hander Trinity Harrington took a no-hitter into the sixth inning, but the Lady Bulldogs put together two runs on three base hits to take the lead. Holly Ward took care of it from there, tossing a three-hit shutout for Mississippi State. The Aggs will return home to await their fate for the NCAA tournament. In women's golf, the NCAA Austin Regional Tournament wrapped up yesterday, with the Aggies finishing seventh as a team at 14 over par. Now the top six teams move on to the NCAA championships later this month in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And while the Aggies will not be advancing as a team, senior Maddie Zarek will represent Texas A&M as an individual after she finished in second place in Austin. In some college football news, Florida defensive coordinator Todd Grantham has reached a 3-year deal worth $4.5 million, becoming the highest paid assistant in school history. Grantham also becomes just the 15th assistant in college football to make over $1 million per year, with nine of those coaches coming from, you guessed it, the SEC. On the baseball diamond, both the Astros and Rangers took part in matinees yesterday.
The right-hander's 1-0 pitch driven down the right field line. Is this going to be fair? It is! Just inside the right field foul pole, a laser home run for Nomar Mazara. His second of the game gives the Rangers their first walk-off win this season. 5-4-10 over the Tigers.
Nomar Mazara took Warwick Sopole deep in the bottom of the 10th as Texas edged Detroit 5-4. Here's Mazara on his game-winning blast.
I've been feeling pretty good, and I didn't want to, I didn't go to the batter box trying to hit homers. Just when I feel that good, just my hands working really, really good. I just try to keep it inside my body. Don't try to come around the ball and, look for something up in the sun. And he threw me a fastball right there, and I was able to put a good swing on it.
It was the 10th home run of the year for Mazara as the Rangers grabbed their first home series victory of the year. Out in Oakland, the Astros were getting into the swing of things against the A's.
In the air to center field. Back goes Canna looking up. This ball's well struck and gone. Matt Stassi ties the game at one. That ball deep over the right center field. Fisher gets into one to center field. That sends Canna back. He's looking up. This ball's crushed way up there into the bleachers. He almost goes up to Mount Davis, and the Astros take a 2-1 lead.
And those back-to-back dingers came against Aggie Daniel Mengden in the top of the seventh as Houston rallied for a 4-1 win. Garrett Cole picked up his fourth victory of the year, going six strong while giving up just one run and striking out nine.
It was a well-played ball game. Max did a great job kind of keeping with the game plan we had last time and kind of evolving with it as we figured out what we had today. Defense played well, tracking down some fly balls in Windy Stadium and throw no strikes.
Cole and the Astros will return home tomorrow night to host the Rangers in a Lone Star Showdown. The NBA's Final Four is set. It'll be the Houston Rockets and Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. Houston took care of Utah in five games and Golden State down New Orleans in five as well. Meanwhile, it's LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Boston Celtics in the East. Cleveland swept Toronto in the semifinals while Boston bested Philadelphia in five. And out on the ice, the seventh and deciding game of the second-round series between the Nashville Predators and Winnipeg Jets is set for tonight in Nashville. The puck drops at 7 o'clock. And that's been your morning sports update. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Bases are loaded and Tub Light hits a grand slam. Release the bubbles. Score thousands in savings today. Tub Light Chevrolet is loaded with new Chevrolets, and we will not be undersold. From Silverados to Cruises, from Camaros to Tahoes, we will not be undersold. So before you round third for home, stop by Tub Light Chevrolet and score an incredible deal. All roads lead to Tub Light Chevrolet in Bryan College Station. Chevy, find new roads. More details at TubLight.com.
Christina, 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 Christina. Oh, and my brother, my best friend, and my mom, too. I make them wear seatbelts every time. I don't want anything bad to happen to them.
You protect the ones you love most. Shouldn't that include you, too? In 2016, 42% of Texas teens who died in crashes weren't wearing a seatbelt. So if you care about it, put a seatbelt around it. That includes you. Every rider, every ride.
Did I mention Christina?
If you love it, click it. Brought to you by TxDOT.
At Zorneman Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 3 minutes till. What do we do with fog out here?
Lots of it.
What is that about?
Yeah, we've gotten some text messages throughout the morning, but I figured everyone was experiencing it.
Yeah,
so
they
guess,
are.
Guess I'll have to make my way over there and look out the window.
A little bit, yeah, all the way over there. But again, doesn't happen, and doesn't happen this late in the morning too often. A Maryland man who won the lottery, even though he didn't have enough money to buy the ticket he wanted. 37-year-old guy. Originally, I had planned to buy a $30 scratch-off ticket. I had no idea. There are $30 scratch-off tickets?
Yeah. That's a lot.
Okay, at the Easy Convenience Store. But when he reached in his pocket, he only had 20 bucks. So he takes his last 20 or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, gives him the 20 bucks to buy the Cash Explosion instant ticket.
Boom.
Paid $50,000.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'd say that came out pretty well.
Not too bad. All right, so here we go. The results from a new survey about women and their shoes. 72% of women own 21 pairs of shoes or more.
Okay.
Yes,
just
no.
Just okay?
Yeah.
Just okay. All right. 25% own some shoes that are more than 12 years old.
Oh.
Yeah, you're a little young for that to
be the case. Yeah.
70%. Have asked a stranger where they got their shoes.
I usually compliment people on their shoes, and if they like to give that information, then they can.
Those are some nice shoes.
Yeah. One,
like, oh, I love your shoes. And then if they offer up the knowledge, sure.
Shoes.
Yeah. One in four have worn shoes that probably had a hole in the sole.
The sole? I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, all right. And 1 in 3 have hidden a shoe purchase from their significant
other. Oh, I think my mom does that.
Yeah, okay. 72% of women own 21 pairs of shoes or more, and we get silence from the Chelsea room.
Yeah, no, I definitely own that many at least.
And she doesn't even like to wear them.
And I will.
Yeah.
And
then you don't wear them at work. What's that about?
I will say, though, probably 50% of mine are sneakers.
Okay. All right.
And I kind of hang on to those if they, you know, if they still work.
Oh,
you know, because
Well,
you always need it. You always need like an old pair of tennis shoes that you don't mind, you know, dragging through the mud.
That's
every
right.
Once
if something
in a while.
Bad happens, you can just throw them away if it happens to be that bad. All right.
Exactly.
There you go. All right. Here's today's amazing facts that you can go to the break room and people will go, what are you talking about? Cheez-Its crackers. Cheez-Its. Okay.
Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
They are not square. They're actually rectangles. They're about an inch by 0.95 inches.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'll have to check that out next time.
Penn and Teller are not friends. They are not friends. They have a business relationship, and they say that's the reason it's lasted so long.
Interesting.
There are 12 presidents who are fluent in Latin, which makes it the most common second language for presidents. Greek is the next most popular. There are 8 presidents who spoke Greek.
Really?
Yet they're forcing Spanish on us.
Yeah, they are. See, so that could change. The dog that played Toto on The Wizard of Oz.
Just died?
No, got paid $125 a week.
Oh, wow.
Which is more than any of the little people who played the Munchkins.
Are you serious?
Yeah. No. I think I did know that.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Oompa Loompas is that Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Bryant Broadcasting Station, News Talk 1620.